Does Radhakun manifest every kalpa?
Radhakun manifests every kalpa.
Like at the end of every kali yuga, does Radhakun manifest? Or is it just when Chaitanya?
I think it would make sense that Krishna, the question is, does Radhakun manifest in every Kali Yuga? That's a pretty tricky question. It appears, what we see is that there's a term called lupta. The holy place become unmanifest. They become hidden. Because in 5,000 years, Radhakun got lost. Even Vajranava made walls around it. Made formal brick walls around Shamakun, what's called Shamakun. And he didn't make any walls around Radhakun. So he was prejudiced towards his family. So he's a great grandson of Krishna. So Shamakun, he made walls around it, not a rectangular, irregular shape. Because Sandeva Muni said the Pandavas were doing bhajan on the banks of Shamakun in tree form. So that was when Narasimhadevi came, the water he saw was inside of that Vajranava Kund. When they drained that in 2008 or 2009, I was here when they drained out the water of Shamakun and Radhakun, and they cleaned all the mud. And that time you could see the wall inside the existing present day boundary wall of Shamakun. There's another wall in the center. There's a kund inside the kund. There's underneath the water, there's a wall of Vajranava Kund, the ancient wall. So that's the kund that Narasimhadevi discovered. So my understanding is that when Krishna comes, the Radhakun and Shamakun will disappear. Because what happens is that times change, politics change. And for example, in Nandagram, there are 56 kuns. Ramesh Baba identified by Shastra 56 different kuns. And of those 56 kuns, like almost 45 were filled in with dirt, and chickpeas were planted there, and rice was planted there. And he went in the process, he discovered 10 different kuns. And he dug them out with a JCB, and he dug out the dirt from the, he bought the farm fields and dug out the kuns, removed all the dirt, and found the walls. The boundaries, the walls and steps of the kuns were there. So that's just, and we don't, that's in 200 years, they became hidden. So this country becomes, different political parties in charge, and then all these Hindu holy places will disappear overnight.
So quickly.
Very quickly. And Shamakun and Radhakun will become chickpea fields. They'll fill the dirt and grow chickpeas there. So I don't believe that, I don't see there's any, you can't use logic to prove that Radhakun will be there every Kali Yuga. I think they'll disappear and they'll reappear when Krishna appears on this earth planet again, which is every 28 yuga cycles of Brahma, the 28th Manvantara. When Krishna appears, after Krishna appears, then Mahaprabhu appears.
So how lucky we are.
We're pretty lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a nice story about when they emptied Radhakun.
Yeah.
Because I came back to India at that time, and I got to see it empty. Some friends of mine came from Vrindavan, and I came and, whoa, it's empty, because I'd seen it before, right? And I'm like, wow, I was really surprised, right? And so I had this memory for a long time, and then just last year, I was talking to my god sister. She's from France. And we were talking about when they had emptied it. And I go, yeah, when I came in 2010, I saw it empty. And she goes, they emptied it in 2009. I saw it empty a year after it already gotten filled in.
Yes, and such a vision.
So, well, I don't know what it was like, what? I saw it like in 2010 empty. So it's like very strange for me, this event. I couldn't believe it.
So you saw it from a different time frame or a different plane of vision?
I don't know what happened. It's like it doesn't make any sense to me. I know when I came here. And then she showed me. I go, I don't believe it. I thought she was messing with me. Then she showed me a line, 2009. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I didn't comment it on at the time. Nobody was talking about it.
Maybe you entered a time capsule or something.
I don't know what happened, but it was pretty cool. It's like I missed it, and it's like I got to see it anyway out of some mercy or something.
Yeah, who can understand what planet you're from?
I don't really want to know. The mystery's better.
Anyway, your transcendentally connected.
Transcendental mercy.